Okay, we're holding in Resh Mem Dalid, and we are up to Sif Beis. So until now, in Sif Aleph, we talked about a guy doing malacha on mechuber lekarka, building, cutting, harvesting, that type of thing. So Sif Beis has as follows: Lifsal ha'avonim l'sakin ha'kairos. What about the guy is not doing actual work on the karka, but he's doing something that is going to be used on the karka. Meaning, he's not building the house, but he is carving out the stones or fixing the beams for the building of the house. So that is called Seirech Mechuber L'Karka. It's something that's needed for the Mechuber L'Karka, but at the moment he's not working on the karka itself. So says the Mechaber, Afilu Bebeisa Shei Nehudi Aser. So even if he's doing this in his own house, the guy's house, it's Aser, Kevon de Litzoyrech Mechuberhu. Because since it's Litzoyrech the Mechuber, it has a halacha like the Mechuber. And just like by the Mechuber, even if he's hired for the job, he's a Kablan, but as we said, there's a Marasayin and it's Aser to do, people aren't going to know how he was hired. So here as well, even though it's not actual mechuber, but letzayrich mechuber, that's the same halacha. Bim asu kain, and if he did it, lo yishakim bevinyan. You shouldn't use it for the building. And we'll see all these details in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramah, v'yesh aimrim. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that this yesh aimrim is not just on Sif Beis; it's on Sif Aleph as well. Meaning, until now we assume that anything that is mechuber lekarka, whether it's Sif Aleph, real karka, whether it's Sif Beis, as we just said, things that are litzoyrech, that are for the usage to build the house, that is automatically called mefursam. Everybody knows it belongs to the Jew, and there's an automatic marasayin. It's an automatic marasayin. It's said in Sif Aleph that anything that is karka, we consider as it's yadua and meforsa. Here comes the Yesh Aimrim and says it's not so simple. Dim einay meforsim shu shal Yisrael shari. It's not so simple that it's automatic. Rather, if it's something that you know is not meforsim shu shal Yisrael, it will be mutter. You don't have the maris ayin as long as you hire him by the job. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment the exact details. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Yadalit, about halfway down there. Lifsol ha'avonim. So we're talking about carving the stones, shaping them for the building of the house, or fixing the kairis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'dafka kishavonim v'kairis heim shel Yisrael. The case is talking about that the stones and the beams are the Jews. Unisanan l'uman eini Yehudi. Now, he bought this. This Jew owns the raw stones and these not finished beams and pieces of wood. So now you got to give it to a craftsman. You got to give it to a guy to make it usable. So he gave it to the Uman Ein Yehudi. He gave it to this professional, Lisasam, to smooth them off, Lisaknam, and to fix them. So therefore, they are Jewish owned. They're Jewish owned and they're Litzoyrech Mechuber. And that says the halacha that it's aser. Avalim ha'ein Yehudi misases avonim shaloi, u'misaken kairis shaloi. Sha'Yisrael aser imay kiboiles al hakol. Meaning to say, the Jew owns nothing. He goes to a guy shagai, and this guy, his job is he owns stones, he owns beams, and the Jew puts in an order and he says, "Listen, I'm building a house, or someone's building the house for me, and I need you. I'm hiring you to go and prepare all these things. You are the owner of these things. When you finish with them, so then I'll purchase them and they'll become mine. But at the moment, they're yours." V'habreira oid be'ein Yehudi, b'yad ein Yehudi, l'sasev anam acheres. Let's say for some reason, in the middle of the job, the guy gets up to another order that he needs to do immediately, and he wants to go and give it away, and he's going to then go for the Jew and take another set of stones. So, and he has that breira, he has that choice. It's the what's the lashon? Habreira oid be'ein Yehudi. The guy still has the choice. L'sasev anam acheres. U'lehachzik elu l'atzmai. Keep the ones that they sort of made up to do the job with, but it's not, he's not locked into that. The Jew doesn't own them. Afilu oisezel litzarech Yisrael. So now, in that case, as a Mishnah Berurah, where the Jew doesn't own anything here, so even though the guy is doing it for the Jew, im einay beveisa yishal Yisrael, if it's not happening in the Jew's house, af shehu meforsim shoisezel litzarech Yisrael, even though everybody knows that he's doing it because it's going to go in the Jew's house, mutter. Since the guy still owns it till the last moment, even though everybody knows what he's doing is going to go into the Jew's house, doesn't make a difference. The mice is not the Jews. And therefore it's mutter. That's what the Dago Merbava says. And really, it's much earlier in the Tshuva Saradvaz, B'chelek Shishi Simen Nunvav. Ach, Shemesayim Shah. However, the Radvaz throws in one other knech, and he says, he ends off there, he says, Dim ha'yo'ein Yehudi misasei seysam b'shabes, samuch lebinyan. Not in his own house. Right next to the building site, he is doing this malacha. Again, it's his, it's not the Jews. Ein nachain hadavar mishum maris ha'ayin, shelo yoymar schirayhu. Which is a very interesting concept. Meaning, this guy, this is his job. And people hire him by the job, usually. And this Jew hired him by the job. And the job is to do these stones and do these beams. And the guy has the choice to use these, to give him other ones. All okay, it's not called the Jew's work. But that's only if he's doing it in his house, which I would assume the pshat is, because when you hire him for the job, in his house is where he does the jobs. If he's doing it by the building site, even though he is hired by jobs, but it is possible, because at building sites, people hire people by the day, or by the hour, and they hire him as a schir yayin. So even though normally this guy, he's hired as a kablan, he's hired by the job, that's his profession, but the minute you put it next to the building site, since at building site there's much more schir yoyms going on, says the Radvaz, people are going to see a guy working there. Now, first of all, again, I didn't look at the Radvaz inside, I'm just assuming, either they're not going to know that he's an uman who does this, they're going to figure, you know, you hired some day workers to get the stuff together, or even if he is the guy who usually does it, but when he does it, normally does it in his shop, over here by the site, it's more schir yoyim possibility, and therefore, says the Radvaz, therefore it shouldn't be done. Okay, Tesvav. So now, why is this asur? Delitzayrich mechuberu, because this is for the need of a mechuber. Kedei l'shakam b'habinyan. Since you plan on putting these stones and beams into the house, into the building, alkein, therefore, chashvu kemechuber, it was considered like mechuber itself, even though it's not yet mechuber. V'tzorich limchais b'yadai, and therefore, you then have to protest, even if he's doing it far away from the binyan, but it doesn't make a difference. There's a maris ayin problem. And therefore, if he's b'tay chatchum, you have to protest. V'im asukein siftazayin, we said if he did it, so then you should not put them into the binyan. Ayin l'kamei, mashakasa b'zeh, we'll see about this in a little bit. We'll see about this in Sivkat and Chav. Okay. Yud Zayin. V'yesh Aymrim Dim Einoi. So this Yesh Aymrim said, if it's not Mefursam, that it's a Yid, it's Mutter. Hayesh Aymrim, this is what I spoke out. Koyakulu. This Yesh Aymrim is going back on all the previous cases. Dehainu Af Mechuber Gomer. Even when it's real Mechuber, like Sif Aleph, building the house, cutting down the wheat. Loy Asru B'Kablonus. Elabistama. They only assert you to hire him by the job because there's a marisayin. That's stam. Dimistama shema Yisrael nikralov. Because we assume the shema Yisrael is nikralov. That's the stam default case. Things that are real estate, anything that's land, that's called people know who the owner is. Avol biyadua lanu she'enei meforsim abinyan al shem Yisrael. However, this Yesh Aymrim says, if it's known to us that it's not public knowledge that this building is a Jew's. Loi asru b'kibaylis, they didn't answer this case of hiring him to the job because there's no marasayan. There's no marasayan because people don't know. V'ha ditzayin harama yeshayimim al-sisus havonim mishum divivinyan mamish ein motzizah. So says the Mishabura, so why did the Rama bring it here? L'chayra, you have much bigger chiddush, and even in Sif Aleph this should be mutter. The answer is, it's very uncommon to have it in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, on real mechubar, it's very uncommon to have that people do not know who the owner is. That's just the way it is. Real estate people knew who the owners were, and that was the stop. If you're going to have an abnormal case where we know that people don't know it's Jews, so there's no marasai, and this yesharim hold, it's okay. But the Rama waited till here because it's not as common. Mashen came in the case over here in Sif Bey, since you're not mamish on the real estate, you're in the avonim, the kairos, it's much more possible that it's einim aforsim, so the Rama said it here.
Doesn't become mechubah
lekarka
until it's put in.
Right.
It's not mechubah lekarka if it's just a beat.
Correct. Yeah. It's a tzairah, but it's not mechubah.
It's a tzairah.
Yeah. Okay. Sifyul Chesh Shari. Again, this shita holds if it's einoy meforzim, it's mutter. What does it mean it's mutter? Hainu she'ein tzarech limchais bein Yehudi im yase melachta b'Shabbos. Again, what's mutter? You're not allowed to tell him to do it on Shabbos, right? The whole point is, he does it when he wants. That's the whole point. So what does it mean it's mutter? Mutter means that if you see him doing it, you don't have to protest. Of course, you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos, because that's, anyways, us. It has nothing to do with mechubar. Telling a guy to do a malach is us. Now, v'kol zeh dafka imen Yehudi oisa b'veisoi, oishi akoponim rochak mi'abinyan. This is only true if the guy is doing it in his house, or he's at least far from the building site. Kidei shelo yeh minkar shu shel Yisrael, that you can't tell if it's the Jews. Uchena, like we said before. Umashma bekama achroinim the svir lon ladina kaya shaymrim hazeh. So there are some achroinim, kama achroinim, that are mashma that la halacha we hold like this yeshaymrim leinyon sisus havonim. Only in Sif Beis. And even though the Yesh Ayimrim holds it in Sif Aleph too by real Mechubar, the Achrayinim say, real Mechubar, that we're not willing to give in. But in Sif Beis, where it's not real Mechubar, it's Litzayrich Mechubar. Litzayrich Mechubar, that they want to say that if you know for sure, it's not Mefursim Shul Shal Yisrael, and part of that is not being anywhere near the building site. Once you get near the building site association, if you know the site, it's automatic. So then it's going to be mutter. The efshad degam hamechaber moidel lebozeh. Now he wants to even say that even though this is the Ramah, maybe even the Shulchan Aruch himself agrees in Sif Beis to this halacha. Ach leinyan mechuber gufa filim abinyan oime b'makim shein yadua shu shaloi gam kein ein lahakel. But when it comes to real mechuber, even if the building is in a place where it's not so clear that it's his, Gam kein ein lahakel, that nobody wants to be lenient. Diesh lachash l'shchenav, oy levnei veisa shiraydim shu shalai. L'maitse, there's always people who know. Always people who know, even if it's not so meforsam, but your family knows and the neighbors know. There's always people. Once someone knows, that's already going to be a problem. V'yach shadu, and they're going to suspect him of schir yayim, so it's marasayin. K'may shekasav n'leil b'sif katan bav, like we said before. Okay, that's it, face. Let's go to Siv Gimel. Im banu eini Yehudi li Yisrael bayis b'Shabbos b'Isser. Okay, we're telling you all things you're not supposed to do. Let's say he did it already. The guy built it b'Isser. Now we're going to see exactly what b'Isser means. There's different Isser so far. There's the Isser of Maris Ayin, meaning you hired him for the job, which we really hold min hadin is okay. Just there's this Maris Ayin problem. People are going to suspect that you did it incorrectly. What happens, then there's a case where you actually hire people by the hour, by the real schir yayim. That's for sure, Asr. So which Isser are we referring to? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. But a guy built a bayis b'Isser. Nachin lahachmir shalo yikansu bay. It is nachin. It's proper to be stringent and not live in the house. It was built b'Isser on Shabbos. Don't live in it. Says Rama, Mihu, im hisnu Yisrael imein Yehudi shaloi lasis loi melacha b'Shabbos. Let's say the Jew made up with the guy. He made it. You're not supposed to work on Shabbos. That was the tana he made with him. V'ein Yehudi asa bal karchai lemar lahashem melachtoi. And the guy said he was okay with the tonight. Push came to shove. He wanted to finish the job. And he went and did it. And the juice was, what happened there? Too bad. I want to finish the job. So ain lachish. In that case, you don't have to worry about it, about living in it, because what he's supposed to do. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Your test, top line. The Isser. What's the Isser referring to? Hainu shahaya biki boiles. You did it as a job, which min hadin is mutter. But the problem was it was in the tchum. Do aser rak mishum maris ayin. Diva emes, why is it only maris ayin? Diva emes adaita denafsh of it. Because when the guy works, he's doing it for his own convenience. Uchanal, like we said in the whole sifal. Avalim hayu schi. So then, and that's the case where it's nachain lahachmer. It's proper to be stringent. Avalim hayu schi reyayim. But let's say they were goyim, were really hired by the day. They're really paid workers by the day, not by the job. Dimidina aser, that's aser for a yid to have a guy do a malacha for him. That's not convenience. The guy's doing it for him. Yesh b'zeh iser mitzad hadin b'di'evet. Then it's aser. There's an iser mitzad hadin to benefit from a guy's malacha on Shabbos. V'loy nachayim bilvad. Not just it's proper to be stringent. It's aser. The guy did a malacha for you on Shabbos. If a guy cooks for you on Shabbos, guy does malachas for you on Shabbos, be iser without any atar, there's an iser. Guy that you aser to be nana from it. Kein kasav ha-magen Avram. That's what the magen Avram says. V'chein muchach gam kein das ha-bach linyan schir yoyim. And the Bach also says that when it comes to a day worker. V'chein kasav ha-chai Adam. And the chai Adam also says that. The v'schir yoyim aser midina be'inyan zeh she'u milsa defaresya. That by a schir yoim, it's aser min adin. Now, why is it aser min adin? Be'inyan zeh shu milsa defarhesya. Because in this case, it's a milsa defarhesya. It's a publicly known thing. Since it's well known that the guy did this malacha for you on Shabbos, it's aser loy la'aylam. It's aser for the yid who it was done for forever. Ulacherim, what about other Jews? Bechdei sheyasu. So then you have to wait the amount of time that the guy worked on Shabbos. You have to wait before you get any benefit from it, so you shouldn't benefit from the guy's working on Shabbos. So if he gained 20 hours by working on Shabbos, so you have to wait 20 hours, your acherim wasn't done for you specifically. The Jew who was done for is going to pass it off to another Jew, but no Jews are allowed to benefit from the guy's malacha. So whatever time that you benefit by him working on Shabbos, that you have to wait before you get hana from it. Now it's very important. Why? What does it say over there in Shin Chav Hei? In Shin Chav Hei, Sif Yodalit, it says that if a guy digs a grave for himself on Shabbos, and then they want to use it for a yid, not a problem. He did it for himself. But let's say he dug it for the Jew. Well, you cover by Elamis. The Shulchan Aruch says you're never allowed to use it for a Jew again, ever. Why? Then it says the Shulchan Aruch, and we're talking about it was done before Hesya. Everybody knows that the guy did this. When you have a guy doing a malacha before Hesya for a Jew, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hakol Yoidim Shenasa Plani Yisrael. So therefore, it's aser for the one who it was done for forever. For other people, Kedei Sheyasu. If it was done not so far Hesya, also b'chadei sheyasu. That is the shita that's over the that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, because anything that's done b'far Hesya, hichmiru chachamim tvei, chamru more machmer. But who adin, he says over there, don't think it's only a grave. Who adin b'chol mili d'far Hesya, that's done for a Jew, aser loy oilamis, it's aser oilamis. Again, this is talking about where he did it for the Jew. What about if it was only by the job? Kablanus. So there the Shartzian over there says, Kablanus, Nachain lahachmer. That's our Shulchan Aruch that says Nachain lahachmer. Now, over there, the Mishabur brings down that not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees to this hu hadin. They say that it's a special halacha by a grave. It's a bizoyan for a yid to be buried in a grave that a guy dug on Shabbos for him b'far hesya, but only a grave. Any other malacha done b'far hesya, that is not the same halacha. So if we look now back into our Mishnah Berurah, that he says, because you got to see what we're talking about. There are their makilim that says, no, even though it's b'far hesya, it's not usher forever. Just k'day sheyasu, that you shouldn't get the benefit. Because that tells us over there, that's a special halacha by graves, not by other cases. And if you look even in our down here on the Shaar Tzion, at the end of the first line of the Shaar Tzion, he says, "Vahi the shin chafes if yidalid hasam mishum dignayhu sheyikaver bekever mefursam sheniskalo boy Shabbos bishvilai." It's something specific to graves. A grave that was done b'far hesya for a Jew on Shabbos, it's a gnai that he should be buried there, so therefore Chazal were more machmer by that. But any other case, if it's not a case of a grave, even if it's b'far hesya, and it's done specifically for the Jew, it's not aser loy la'olam. So that's the two shitas here. So now, let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah here, if it's okay. Simen chaf, sivkat and chaf, nachan la'achmer. V'achroinim kasvu, the achroinim say, so even though the Shulchan Aruch said Nachain lahachmer, the Achroinim say that b'diavad you could rely on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that says that even the person himself is allowed to live there. That's even the actual building. But the same thing is true if he's the one who did the fixed the stones and he fixed the beams. Imaya bekablanus yesh lahatir b'diavad l'shakam b'vinyan. Again, our Shulchan Aruch and Sif Bey says v'imasukein lo yishakim b'vinyan. Now you notice he didn't say aser. The Bir Halach is very busy. The tour said aser. Shulchan Aruch changed it to loy. Didn't say aser, loy. Right? And what did Mishnah Berurah tell us on that? He said ayin lekamei mashikasavnu bazeh. Because here in Sivkat and Chaf, he's being more makel in everything, even in real building. The Rabbeinu Tam said, even if he did it for you, if he did it, bekablanus, you could live in it. Now, sivkatan chavalev, shlo yikansu bay la'olam afilo acherim. What is it, nachain lahachmir in the Shulchan Aruch's world? You shouldn't go in there, afilo acherim shouldn't live there. Nobody should live there in the Shulchan Aruch's world, in the nachain lahachmir. But it's not usher b'ana. So if you want, you could sell it to a guy. But no Jews, there's a nacha, and Jews should not live in a house built on Shabbos. Now, the last thing was, the Ramah said, what if you made up with the guy not to work? And he went bal karchoi. Sivkat and chabez bal karchoi. Writes, Eloi mar sha'over al t'nai shehisni imoi mikaidem. He was over on the t'nai. You had to deal with him. Don't work on Shabbos. He did it anyways. Al kein ein loy lochish lezeh. So said that the Rama says you don't have to worry. You did what you have to do. Da'ainu she'ein tzorech afilu limchais loy oid be'eishais hamalach. What does it mean you don't have to worry about it? That means you don't even have to go and protest. Before we said if he's doing it, you got to protest. When you made up with him and he's over on the t'nai, you don't even have to go and protest. They're the source. From all those, it's clear that when it said, if you made up with him, you don't even have to protest. The Magen Avram is not happy about this. He has a lot of kashas. Why? He says, let's set this up. It's mechuber. That's pretty bad. And it's in public. Ika chashada, you have the problem of chashad. Deroyim, of people who see it. What are you going to say? But I made up with him. Who knows that? Who knows what you made up with him? All they see is the guy working on Shabbos, right? And that's the same as all the other cases. They're going to suspect you hired him to work on Shabbos. They don't. They know that you made a tnai and he's going against it. Shaloyadu shehisno. They don't know that. So what does it help to make the tnai? L'chayra, nobody knows about it. V'chein be'al yarabah, niskashal ikra din shalamardchai, v'ein v'akein ein l'hakavuzes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you should not rely on that. Ella, so what are you supposed to do? Yira limchayslai ulamanai mipulasai. You got to go protest and stop him. We had a deal. You can't do this. Because of El Yerabba, but the Yerabba says, the mikomokim nira, still it seems, she'ain tzorech lita lehem mois kadei she'efsku. So how far do you have to go? Do you have to offer them money to stop working? That the Yerabba says you don't have to do. Why? Kevin she'bekach hisne mitchila v'nir tzu lekach. L'maisa you made up. You made up and they agreed. So people aren't going to know, so you have to protest. But even if after all your protests, they don't want to stop, you don't have to offer them money. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, but you see something very important from this Eli Rabbah. Umashma milashaynai, dim lo yisne mitchila. What if you didn't make up with them not to work on Shabbos? You hired the guy to do it. You didn't make up anything. And all of a sudden you go and you see he's working on Shabbos. So we said before, what did we say? It's usher. What does usher mean? You got to protest. So, ein dai b'machasai. So it sounds like from the Eli Rabbah, if you didn't make up any deals before, it's not enough to protest, Bilvad. Elitzarch lefazer mimoizu kadei shivsaku. Since you didn't specifically speak out with him not to work, and he didn't agree specifically not to work, so then, now that he's working, not only do you have to protest, you're going to have to offer him money. The nearest time, why is that, says the Mishnah Berurah, the pasha, because it was your fault. The havelei lahasnais mitchila. Because part of hiring a guy, even if it's by the job, is that if he's not supposed to be working on Shabbos, because it's Mar Zion, you got to make that up with him lechatchila and get him to agree to it. If later on he breaks the agreement, you protest, fine. And you have to protest, but you don't have to pay any money to stop him from doing it, because lemaisa, you did all that you could do. You made up beforehand, he agreed to it, and you protested. Chazal weren't mechayiv you anymore. But if you didn't make anything up lechatchila, that's called a pshia. And if that's called a pshia, so not only do you have to protest, you got to even do more, you might have to offer him money. V'tzarechin ledina, but the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not so sure ledina, not so sure, and there's a whole bi'alacha here as well. It's not 100% clear how much you have to do it. Because at the end of the day, he's not really doing an isser. It's only a maris ayin. Right? If he would really be doing malacha for you, a schir yayim, which is usser, that you got to do everything to stop him. But really here, me'ikar adin, it's mutter. Chazal came along with a maris ayin. Now you're telling me that for that maris ayin, I was a pesheya by not making up before, and it's going to cost me money now. Who says that it goes so far? That's the dion over here, but that is the halacha. Okay, and we will continue next time with Sif Dalet.